Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some college football. We got Brian Jones joining us, CBS Sports Radio, co-host of Geo and Jones in the Morning. You hear it right before the morning show here on KFBC. Brian, what is happening, my man? How are things going?
Groovy, what is happening with the number one for the home team?
I mean, we're just hanging out, man. I mean,
I know you're ecstatic because your Sooners are ahead of Ohio State, the team they defeated.
As well, they should be, right?
Right, I agree, they should be.
It's very interesting. I don't have, and even if they would have been behind Ohio State, I think I would have gotten it. I understand because Ohio State's playing better, but they got everything right. Even Georgia at number one, they've got the better resume as of now. I think the committee nailed it on this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I have no problem with it, and I know a lot of folks get all up in a tizzy about the initial rankings. Don't worry about it because you have so much football in front of you. If you're not in an ideal position as we sit here today, you can control your own destiny. So why would you get concerned about the initial poll? You just continue to play. Remember the first one back in 2014, Ohio State was sitting there at 16, and they end up winning the whole thing. So if you control your own destiny, continue to win out, and you should be fine. And there should be some concern with the Pac-12 and Washington sitting there at 12th, and maybe even the Big 12. Because there may have their champion may have two losses. Mm-hmm. We'll see how it plays out. But a lot of good games left for all the contenders involved in this thing.
And if you also remember that first poll in 2014 had Mississippi State at one and Mississippi at four or something
like
that.
How about that? Yeah.
And those teams are nowhere to be found. And last year had Texas A&M in the top four.
Right.
The first
exactly. There it is.
I mean, you just don't know. And plus, there are so many big games coming up the rest of the way. I mean, this thing is going to play itself out like it always does. The only reason I can tell you that fans get into tizzy, it's college football. I mean,
it's
the most passionate. It's the most passionate sport out there with their fans. It's ridiculous.
Well and you're talking about brand loyalty as well. And you carry it with you for the rest of your lives, and a lot of people jump on bandwagons even though they didn't go to that particular institution. Maybe they have family members, or maybe they just grew up watching a particular team. And Notre Dame's kind of like that. There are a lot of people that didn't go to Notre Dame, but yet they're Notre Dame fans, and they have that brand identity and that cachet. So where even though they don't have that 13th data point everyone's talking about, that conference championship game, the fact that they're Notre Dame and they've had a tough schedule. I know one of my fellow colleagues at CBS Sports thought Notre Dame would be 6-6. Yeah, well, they're much better than that, and if they can continue to roll, I think they're going to be in this bad boy.
Wisconsin and Miami undefeated, but I think the committee has sent a message the previous 3 years about your schedule, and if you don't schedule tough, you're not going to be rewarded for even having a lot of wins, and I think that showed as well with them being 9-10 respectively, right?
Well, I think what it shows also is that Miami's been discounted because in the manner in which they've won their ball games. I mean, they've been skating by the skin of their teeth, it seems like, in every game. And then you look at Wisconsin, and you're right. They have been devalued because of their schedule. And you look at their non-conference schedule, Utah State and Florida Atlantic, BYU. And so in those ball games, you're not going to garner a lot of favor from the committee when you're taking on teams of that magnitude. And BYU is just having a horrible season. I think they won last week maybe for the first time or second time all year. And then they get into their conference schedule. You avoid Ohio State this year. You avoid Penn State from out of the East. You do have Michigan later on, but Michigan has lost a couple ball games. So they have been devalued now. If they go into their conference championship game, they get there and they can knock off an Ohio State or say Penn State's able to get back into the mix. That will carry a lot of weight, I would believe.
Brian Jones, our guest, CBS Sports Radio. He is the co-host of Geo and Jones in the Morning right here on KFBC. Brian, are you a fan of mid-season firings in this sport?
I can't say I'm not a fan of it. If you feel like it needs to occur, it needs to occur. And I presume you're alluding to what happened there in Florida with Jim McElwain. Mm-hmm. That is so odd, so bizarre, baffling that one, Jim McElwain would put himself in that position. But I think there's more to the story that we're not privy to because you don't leave $12.5 million on the table, or at least eight of that on the table. I'm hearing reports that, you know, the buyout and the agreement was, you know, here's $4 million, go away. Well, what about that other eight? That's a lot of cake to leave on the table, and that's what he has chosen to do as these two part ways. So it's interesting, and I think there's a backstory here, and at some point, hopefully, we get the rest of the story. But if it gets as bizarre as it has gotten there in Gainesville, I think you need to make a change, and especially now you have these early signing dates. You want your program to be on solid and stable footing as you enter into these early signing periods now that are in vogue in college football, as they have been for a long, long time in other sports. So that was weird. And I tell you what, it started out weird this summer at the SEC media days. And I was down in Birmingham, and you had the whole talk about the shark and this photo of someone bucket naked on top of a shark. And McElwain could have handled that it so differently. And he handled it so poorly. He could have had so much fun with that. No one in their right mind thought that was you dry humping a shark, man. Come on.
Okay,
and he just got bizarre with it.
You said it's getting weird and there's a backstory. Think about it, though. What if it's real? What if they found out it was real, that it was Jim McElwain?
Aha! Yeah, that's true. I mean, the dude looked like him.
I think the dude in the photo was a little bigger, though. A little more round.
I don't know. McElwain, he wears a little parachute clothing, so maybe it was the lens that made him look bigger. That would be... If that turns out that was true, wow. Yeah, you take a little less than that $12 million.
Yeah, no doubt. Brian Jones joining us here in the Sports Zone. All right, Brian, we'll leave you with this one. On your network, CBS Sports Network, this weekend, Wyoming, Colorado State, big border war going on. With that one, always a fun game for the folks here, the fans in Laramie, to have it. But it's a big game in the Mountain West as well coming up this weekend. Well,
yeah, and like Josh Allen is playing a little bit better, and Colorado State coming off that loss to Air Force, that's a team that's really been flying high. No pun intended. Yeah. Well, maybe it should be intended, because they are balling right now. Arian Wurstman and the Air Force the Falcons are really getting after it. We'll see what happens in that one. Colorado State got off to a good start beginning of the season, and they've kind of swooned here lately.
Right, no doubt. And that will be on the CBS Sports Network. Brian Jones, CBS Sports Radio. It is always fun to catch up with them. And have you heard from Drunken High Joe lately?
Man, we haven't talked to Drunken High Joe in forever. Thanks for bringing that up. We're going to have to try to find him, put out an APB or something.
I hope he's okay, first of all.
I do, too. Yeah, we got to put that on the docket.
But you have to stay in character, too.
Who does? He does?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah, I think that's who he is.
Brian, hey, good stuff, man. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Keith.